Good morning. I'm Pastor Jeff Morlock, and today is the 12th day of Christmas, January 5th, 2024. Our lesson today is from Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 11. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. For at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having lived in Ohio my whole life and in Columbus for the past 13 years, I'm a Buckeye through and through. And on fall Saturdays, we cheer for Ohio State, period. Imagine my dismay then when my youngest daughter at age 10 informed us that she was going to cheer for both the Buckeyes and our arch rivals, the Michigan Wolverines. Oh no, not on my watch. I tried patiently to explain to her why this was impossible, but to no avail. Similarly, in today's scripture text, the Apostle Paul explains the impossibility of living in both darkness and light. These are not simply ways of living, nor are they metaphors for bad and good behavior. Darkness and light are two different kingdoms engaged in spiritual warfare, Christ's kingdom and the devil's kingdom. From the moment of conception, we were in darkness because of original sin. But Paul emphasizes that the Lord has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Colossians 1:13-14. He goes on to explain in today's reading how that transition has changed our very nature and how that change ought to be evident in the way that we live our daily lives. In a dark world where we are told that up is down and truth is relative to each person's experience and feelings, the church does well to repeat the childlike plea of Kathleen Thomerson's 1999 hymn, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light." I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the stars to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are both alike. The Lamb is the light of the city of God. Shine in my heart, Lord Jesus. Lord God, when the darkness of this world closes in, draw our hearts and our minds to you. Guide our thoughts and actions. Fill our imaginations with the light of your truth and love, so that our lives may bear fruit for your kingdom and bring glory to your name. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.